Kelly, how are you this morning?
I'm doing okay. Thank you, Tony.
And I appreciate you chatting with us. I really wanted to chat with you about what happened in Meridian Township. There was a car crash out there. I know that you're well aware of this situation. Three teenagers died in this crash. The student behind the wheel was drunk, and they were at a party where alcohol was furnished to all the people that were in the car. Wanted to get your reaction on your students' reactions at Holt High School to this situation.
Well, obviously the reaction by the students and the staff was, you know, shock, and we went through the stages of grief. We are saddened by the incident. You know, these are our kids who just made a bad decision, and obviously they never planned on this being the result, but it's been an eye opener for students and staff both to realize the decisions that we make every day, you know, can have consequences, and you know, we're just trying to all take this into our lives and do what we can with it to make the best out of the situation.
What have the students and staff been doing to cope with the grief?
We have a crisis team that met the day of the accident to try to organize our thoughts and our plans of action. During last week, we also had some grief stations set up with counselors and some other support from staff as well, who could just go down if a student needed, you know, to talk or to get some advice, and staff could attend those as well if they wanted to. So we had those set up all week long last week. And we've just really been working with the families every step of the way, keeping open lines of communication to support them however we can.
Did you know any of the students involved?
Yes, I had four of the five students. Yes.
And so, what's that been for you? Been like for you personally?
Oh, it's been just as trying as, you know, I think if you know one student. I mean, I don't want to say that just because I knew four, I have, you know, more pain than other people, because that's not true. But it's you know, been a trying time, and I am grateful for my faith, and that has got me through.
So. How many students are involved in SAD at Holt High School?
Well, this year we have had a little bit of a dilemma getting kids to participate in clubs because our activity periods that we used to have during the school day, we were unable to incorporate into our schedule this year. It just didn't fit. And so getting kids to come in before or after school has just been a little challenging with their schedule. So on average, our SAD meetings have been about five people. But there definitely is an interest. We had numerous people, about 70 actually, sign up before the school year started. And I know that as a result of this, we've had a number of kids come up to me and ask, you know, hey, can I come to the meeting? And we're glad to accept any students at all times.
Now, there have been several fundraising events, and I know that SAD is involved in one at the Holt McDonald's.
That is correct. Yes, SAD and McDonald's have partnered up for this Sunday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Holt McDonald's located at 2400 North Cedar Street in Holt. And we're putting on a hotcakes breakfast. It's going to help offset the medical costs that the Harris family specifically inquired over the course of while Anthony was in the hospital for his four-day stay. For $5, you can get hotcakes, sausage, and a beverage. And McDonald's is being very generous, and they're donating all of the funds, all of the money made off of this breakfast option to the Harris family. This is just one way that the community is really stepping up. We have a spaghetti benefit dinner next Saturday, taking place at the VFW post at 701, located at Rosemary Street. Tomorrow, there's going to be a mom-to-mom sale at EC3 in Lansing on Main Street. There was a haircut-a-thon earlier this week. We had donations at the Candlelight Vigil. Fifth Third Bank in South Lansing is taking any donations for the Anthony Harris Jr. Memorial Fund. And also here at the school store, which was very much affected because they had all of the students in the class, too. They are selling T-shirts in memory of Holly, Taylor, and Anthony for $10, and that money is going to be distributed evenly among the three families.
Kelly, what do you tell students who you know may be drinking and driving?
Well, our goal, first of all, is not to judge, and just to support these kids and remind them that life is precious, that they're all worth having a great life, and that I also remind them that, you know, there are kids all around them every day that make good decisions all the time, and we just need to do what we can to lift them up. So SAD, which actually the acronym has changed this year, is now Students Against Destructive Decisions. It's been that way for a couple of years now. But, you know, our goal is to provide students with the best prevention tools possible to deal with the issues, including underage drinking, but other drug use, impaired driving, like with texting and driving, and other destructive decisions. So we're reminding students this week by selling some red ribbons to make good decisions, and that money's going towards the Harris family. And we also next week plan to have a banner that kids can take a stand and pledge to vow to make good choices, especially when it comes to driving.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.